And coming up in business, smoking hot, medical marijuana stocks rally on Bay Street after the federal election. The Liberals are planning to legalize it. We're taking a closer look straight ahead.
680 News Time 256. Now for the 680 News Weekend Business Report.
I'm Richard Southern. The Liberals with a landslide victory in the federal election this past week. And it wasn't just Justin Trudeau's party that was smoking hot. So were the Bay Street listed medical marijuana stocks. You see, the Grits campaigned on a promise to legalize marijuana for recreational use if elected. Currently, there are a number of public companies that already produce marijuana in Canada for medical use, which is currently legal. The thinking is that they could branch out to make recreational pot should it be legalized. Craig Fair is with Edward Jones.
I think the medical marijuana space obviously gets some speculation here. In our view, you want to probably stay as an investor, as a long-term investor. You maybe want to stay away from that space just because it doesn't have the proven track record of profitability and financial stability that we look for in long-term investments. There's a lot of policy uncertainty right now. Election outcomes tend to get, you know, bets on both sides of the coin as to where policy will go. The reality tends to live somewhere in between most of the time.
And they're paying attention in the U.S. as well. Don Robinson is the CEO of Golden Leaf Holdings. That company legally manufactures marijuana oil and edibles in the U.S. state of Oregon. He says they're ready to move into Canada.
It certainly becomes a more attractive market because if it is completely legalized, it's much bigger. Sooner we get a strong cannabis industry across North America, I believe the better. Cannabis has been providing relief for human ailments for 5,000 years.
Are there big corporations ready to move on this if it were to, say, be legalized even in the States? People preparing for the day when marijuana is legal on a national basis?
I think so. I know that big tobacco, pharmaceutical, alcohol, food companies, and soft drink companies are looking at the space.
That's Don Robinson with Golden Leaf Holdings, and I'm Richard Southern. This is 680 News.